Today, we're going to talk about what you can actually change or add to your application after you submit your CASP application. So we talked in a previous episode about how once you push submit, you cannot edit things like your personal statement, you can't edit your descriptions, you can't edit your hours, etc. But there are a few things you can actually do once you submit your application. So one of the first things you can do is you can update your coursework. So in CASPA, you have a chance to say, hey, I have these courses in progress, or I have these courses planned for this semester. And let's say you finish that semester and you get grades for these classes. Well, you can go into those in progress classes, say that they're finished, and then upload those grades. You can also go to those courses that were planned and say they are now in progress. So you can update this area by going to the academic history section, click on transcript entry section, and then click on edit in the place where you are editing. And then you can check these boxes from in progress or plan to complete, etc. Make sure you enter your course grade and the course name and number exactly as it would be like on your transcript. You need to make sure you push save all as well to make sure that this saves. Another thing you can do is edit your contact information. Let's say you used a school email and you're not at that school anymore and you want to send it to your private email. You can edit contact information. You can edit your profile information as well. Another thing you can do is you can choose new schools to apply to. So let's say you applied to a batch of programs, but you want to apply to a second batch of programs, well, you can go ahead and do that as long as the deadlines haven't passed. So if the deadlines have passed, you're unable to apply to those programs, you won't be able to click and add them, but the deadlines are still open, you can add those schools. And again, you do have to pay for every school, but you can add as many schools as you want as long as the deadline isn't passed. Now, when it comes to letters of recommendation, there are a few things you can do. So you can request up to 5 letters of recommendation in CASPA. You have to have at least 3 in order to submit, but you can put up to 5. So let's say that you submitted 3 and you've already submitted your application and you decide you want to ask someone else. You can add a new evaluation if you haven't requested 5 yet. If you've already requested the 5, you can't because 5 is the maximum number. But let's say you've already requested and received 3 and you want a 4th one, you can definitely go ahead and have that sent out as well. You can also delete or edit evaluations that aren't complete. So once they're complete, obviously you can't change them. They've already been sent and everything. But let's say you're still waiting on someone and they're not going to be able to give you a letter of recommendation in time. You can actually delete them out of there as long as they have not sent it and it's not complete. And when it comes to experiences such as patient care or shadowing, you can't edit anything that you've already listed and already submitted, but you can put new experiences in. So let's say you just started volunteering at a free clinic and you want to put that on your application. You can add a new experience. You just can't edit a past one. You can add new test scores. You can add new shadowing. You can add new PCE jobs, new certifications, etc. Again, you just can't change anything else. So if you have something big, like you've got a new job, you got a new certification, you got new volunteer hours or new position, I would definitely make sure that I update that in CASPA because you never know when programs are going to look at your application. So if they haven't downloaded it yet and they haven't printed it out yet or done whatever they do to get it to the faculty members, then there's a chance that they're going to see these updates. So in our mind, it's never going to hurt you. It can only help you. So we do recommend that you update your CASPA when big things change, when you get a significant more hours or when you get a new certification, etc. So those are a few of the changes you can make even after you push submit. But again, before you push that submit button, make sure it's as perfect, pristine, as professional as possible because we want you to grab that seat. And this is your resume for a job as a student in their PA program.
Thank you so much for listening and for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA. It is truly such an honor to show you what's possible for your life as a PA and to take you from pre-PA to waking up every day as a PA and living the life you dream of having. We are so grateful for you and for this opportunity to be a part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and share this with someone who needs to hear this information. Keep up all your incredible work and we will catch you at the next episode.